Climate change presents uncertainties for Utah's water, and people concerned about the trend are meeting in West Valley City through Thursday to talk about what to do about it. KUER's Judy Fays has the story.
Imagine a time when Utah's flooded, not with water, but Californians and other people trying to flee drought and other effects of climate change. Rob Davies is a researcher and educator with the Utah Climate Center. He says planning for an unexpected surge in climate refugees is a possibility that Utah's water community probably should be talking about more.
As we move forward in considering our water issues here in Utah, we absolutely, I think, cannot neglect what's happening in the world around us.
Utah's statewide population is already expected to double in the next few decades, so preparing for the influx peppered the discussion at this year's Salt Lake County Watershed Symposium. Utah can expect around 9% less water from the Colorado Basin. University of Utah water expert Dan McCool says the question is what Utah values more, unchecked growth or quality of life.
The limit to growth in this valley may be the latter, where you just can't breathe the air, it's miserable, and we don't like living here anymore.
Population was a recurring theme at the 9th annual symposium. Marion Hubbard Rice is a scientist and planner for Salt Lake County.
Population growth is very significant to not only water quantity, but the water resources. You can't have one without the other.
Other topics include a variety of water-related issues like reducing pollution, wise water use, and the value of wetlands. Judy Fays, KUER News.